This is Bellrig FM. Programs commence in 10 minutes. Good morning and welcome to 87.7 Bellrig FM. It's 7 o'clock.
87. Good morning and welcome to 24-hour-a-day Bellrig FM. The time is 7 o'clock. Good morning. Hello, good morning and welcome to 87.7 kilohertz medium wave, or even FM, because that's what we're on now, isn't it? And this is Bellrig FM.
Thank you. Some people been driving too fast. Some people still haven't.
Freak Power, Turn On, Tune In, Cop Out. I put it in the bottom CD, didn't I?
You're tuned to Mel Regan FM 87.7.
Sun lays me down with my mind. She runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands. Never a frown with golden brown. Golden brown, fine temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
On 87.7 Balearic FM this morning, then we started with Jamiroquai and Emergency on Planet Earth. After that, Freak Power, Turn On, Tune In, Cop Out, and that is The Stranglers and Golden Brown. 87.7 Balearic FM in Lancaster, Morecambe, the M6, and on University Campus. This is Balearic FM. Andy Milburn, Programme Director, suggests how Balearic FM became on the road.
Well, it's a bit of a complicated procedure. First of all, you have to write to the radio authority and ask if they're prepared to grant you a licence. And then they write back and say yes, hopefully. Then you send them a nice cheque for a fat lot of money, which is about the total of £1,500. And then they send it on to the DTI, Department of Trade and Industry, to check that it's okay with them. And if they say yes, they will grant you a frequency. If that is all okay, then you've got to write to the Performing Rights Society and pay for music, which actually costs £26 a day just for them. Then you've got to write to PPL, which is the Phonographic Something Limited. I can't remember what it stands for. Performance Limited, probably. And you have to pay them as well, and that's a further £28 plus VAT per day. So as you can see, it's quite a complicated process with lots of people to write to, speak to and pay.
So once you've arranged the licence, how do you decide what goes out when?
Well, part of it is actually stipulated in the Radio Authority guidelines. They tell us what type of station we are. We have to reach a 40% speech ratio, so 40% of all our output is speech, basically. Now, speech takes the form of anything that is non-music, rather surprisingly. Commercials, jingles, news, all counts as speech. It doesn't have to be a DJ talking non-stop for 30 minutes.
Well, as a local radio station, it's obviously necessary to serve the community. In what way does Bailrig FM meet these aims?
Bailrig FM is going to try and be a community station in a way that the North West has never seen before. We're aiming at a cross-section of the community. We're aiming to be doing speech programmes that involve local people, telephone programmes where you can actually phone in, get your point of view across. And it's not just about university matters, about everything in the local area. Just because we're talking about a university subject or we're talking about a local subject doesn't mean to say the other group can't get involved. We want students to get involved in community issues. We want residents of Lancaster as a whole to get involved in university issues. It's very important to us to actually reach out to a new market, to bring in people from the local town to try and explain what we're doing here. We want you just to phone in, ask for requests, dedications, plug a local event in a local school, a disco, whatever. Yes, obviously we're providing a local news and travel service. Local news is being partly provided for us by the Lancaster Guardian. They've been very helpful. They've done lots for us. Hopefully we should get lots of interesting local news here. Ribble Buses have been kind enough to promise us travel news every so often. So if your bus is late, be warned. You can hear it first here.
Well, it has to be admitted that Bailrig FM is an amateur station. In what way do we aim to be professional quality radio?
Well, being completely honest about this, I know, as I think everybody here at Bailrig FM knows, that we are going to make mistakes. We've never done this before. It's an experiment for all of us. There are going to be things that go wrong. But we also have several people here who are very experienced in radio, have done a lot in radio, who have worked on restricted service license broadcast before, which is the technical name for what we're doing. Yes, we are amateurs, but I aim, and I hope the station aims, for a high class of professionalism. I think we'll achieve it. Most of our presenters are very dedicated, very, very good people with a lot of experience. There are a few people who are relatively new to the game, but they're very keen, and I'm sure you won't be able to tell the difference between the two. We obviously welcome both students and people from the local community phoning us up, providing constructive criticism about what we're doing. The phone number is Lancaster 593902. That's 593902. If you do have any problems, if there are any complaints about our broadcasts, then we want to hear from you. You can either phone us on the number we just mentioned or write to us at Bailrig FM, Fylde College, Lancaster University, Lancaster, LA1, 4YF. And I'm sure James will be good enough to repeat that address for me in about 10 minutes or so.
While we're on the subject of phoning 87.7 Bailrig FM, let me tell you that every opportunity is open for you this morning. We have a variety of prizes for you to win. 12 inches, cassette singles, and also videos on the Bailrig FM Weekend Breakfast Show. The time now, 7:15, we play this, Tori Amos and Cornflake Girl. Welcome to Bailrig FM.
Never was a cornflake girl. Thought it was a good solution, hanging with the raisin girls. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-yo. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is. Would just peel out the white wear. She knows what's going on. Seems we got a cheaper feel now. All the sweet tears are gone. Gone to the other side with my hands like a baby. Must have paid her a nice price. She's putting on a stupid love. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is. Honey, you bet your life. It's a peel out the watch would just peel out the white wear. Never was a cornflake girl. Thought it was a good solution.
Thank you.
Well, earlier this week I caught up with James Paul, our head of music, and I asked him what type of music will be going out. Will the music be based around specialist programmes, or will there be a wide range of music throughout the day?
I think that the emphasis will be more on pop music rather than indie music. Obviously there'll be indie music actually played on the station, but I think the actual choice of records, rather than being down to me, will actually fall upon the presenters.
On Bale Rig FM over the next 4 weeks, can we expect to hear a variety of chart and pop music?
Yes, you can. Maybe not on my shows, but the chart music will certainly be playlisted. It will get airtime, but you'll also be hearing a lot of other stuff actually mixed in with it, like you wouldn't necessarily hear on major national stations. But one thing I can practically guarantee is that Mariah Carey will not be featured.
Spring into action. Bounce out of bed. Bale Rig FM breakfast.
But having said that, there will be specialist shows actually on Bale Rig FM from every night through 2 till 4. Depending on the night, there's going to be different types of music highlighted. We've got jazz, soul, indie, rock, oldies, dance, all kinds of things actually in there. But we will still be playing a wide variety of things. Perhaps things that you wouldn't expect get played on radio still. Not things that you're used to hearing all the time. Something with a bit of a different slant, as well as things that you will know.
Bale Rig FM aims to be a more music station. What's been the response of national record companies?
We've had some quite favourable responses from small record companies, small independent companies. They've like started sending through quite a lot of promotional material, as well as a lot of stuff for prizes to give away on Bale Rig FM, so best looking out for some competitions, because there's going to be some reasonable prizes given away there in the field of music. But the surprise to me was how good the actual major record companies have been, such as Island and particularly Sony. Sony have like really, it seems to me, tried to help us as much as they can and sending us as much music as they can possibly, and also it seems as though they're trying to help with interviews that we try and get with quite major acts. But I feel that the best response has come from a quite small label really, Acid Jazz. As well as sending us like a reasonable amount of records, they're setting us up with an incredible amount of interviews.
In the field of music, Bale Rig FM will bring you interviews with such bands as St Etienne. Watch out for the exclusive St Etienne competition. Bale Rig FM also brings you the new releases first, as James Paul says.
As soon as we get it, you might be able to hear it, if it's any good. Likewise, with interviews, we're aiming for quite sizeable acts, so, you know, the interviews should be worthwhile.
Well, after criticising Mariah Carey, what can we do? We've got to play it, haven't we? Without you, here on 87.7 Bale Rig FM.
I can't give it.
dreaming of your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes, your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows.
Mariah Carey here on 87.7 Bailrig FM. Well, coming up in the next hour, as I said earlier, plenty of chances for you to win some prizes. We have videos, CD singles and 12 inches to win. You're not the first person to call Bailrig FM for the breakfast show this morning. The porters and security people from Lancaster University have beat you to it, but you could win some prizes. The number is Lancaster 593902. The competition will follow shortly here on 87.7 Bailrig FM. Approaching 8:30, good morning.
Just to feel ready to
Serving Northern Lancashire on 87.7 FM, this is Bailrig FM. Pet Shop Boys there and Go West. Can I just point something out? This is my alarm clock. What do you think? Oh, it doesn't work. Let me just fiddle with it one moment. This is my alarm clock. Do you like my alarm clock? Yeah, I'm pleased you like my alarm clock. Well, Filed and University Porters and Security Service have been the first person to call us this Saturday morning, Saturday the 19th of February 1994. We will play a song for them after this.
In Lancaster, on the M6, in Morecambe, on campus, this is 87.7 Bailrig FM.
The Empire Nightclub in Morecambe, it's the place to go. With top DJs, the music is the best. There's loads of drinks promotions every week and buses door to door. It leaves other student nights standing. If you're going anywhere on a Wednesday, make it the Empire.
Have you ever thought about advertising on the radio? Well, now's the perfect time on the newest and brightest sound for the Northwest, Bailrig FM. It's not as expensive as you might think, with 8 commercials a day coming for as little as £30 a week. Call our sales office now on Lancaster 593902 for further details. That's Lancaster 593902 for details of advertising on Lancaster's newest station, 87.7. Bailrig FM.
And now for the final part of the quiz that makes Bob Monkhouse break out in a cold sweat. Are you ready then for the prize that could save you absolutely loads of cash? As quickly as possible then, can you tell me who has the best selection of albums and singles on CD, vinyl and cassette? They also sell tickets for all the best concerts and have a wide selection of music videos, as well as loads of t-shirts from ABBA to Frank Zappa. Well, maybe not ABBA. They'll even order items not currently in stock. Aren't they sweet? Well? Sorry, you've run out of time. The answer is Eerie Records, 54 Penny Street, Lancaster. All you've ever wanted from a record shop, and so much more.
Bored with the same old beer and wine? Why not try World Beers? They'll give you a 10% discount on production of student identification, and they're open till 9, 6 days a week. So visit World Beers, 100 Penny Street, Lancaster, just around the corner from Kentucky Fried Chicken. Or call Lancaster 849 460 for a refreshing change. There will be free samples of their beer at the Lancaster Charity Beer Festival. This is at Ashton Hall on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, the 3rd, 4th and 5th of March. World Beers, probably the best selection of beers in Lancaster. The 10% discount applies to beer only.